What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Media Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Derek Vidal. You can find me on Instagram at Derek Vidal if you have any questions. On today's episode, it's a real quick one. I'm just going to tell you how to get the maximum amount of story views on your Instagram stories. And I'm going to tell you a few things that really kill your story views as well. One of them is sharing things to your story. Now, I'm not going to say never do this. I repost things to my story all the time. You can even share your own regular post to your own story to get those extra views. But whenever you share a regular piece of content to your story, this is always going to significantly diminish the amount of views that you get. The other thing that really hurts it is if you talk on video, doing anything that requires people to have their audio on in order to get the content from your story is going to make it so you just have a lot of people instantly skip your story, because people like to watch stories a lot of times when they don't have access to volume. When they watch reels or even the regular feed, they kind of know I'm gonna need to have my volume accessible. But if they are in school or they are at work, a lot of times they'll say, let me just watch some stories. And if your story requires sound to listen to, aka you're sitting there talking on camera, this is going to get people to instantly skip. And when you get instant skips, this is what is going to tell the algorithm that your post is not good. So as you've probably seen, sometimes you get significantly more or less amount of views on your story. And this right here is the easiest way to get the maximum amount of views. And what you're going to do is do one story post that is a lot of text. So you're just going to write something out. So instead of getting on camera and talking out whatever you want to talk about, especially if it takes you multiple frames to get this information out, it takes you an entire minute or something, just type it out. And what this is going to do is people are going to get to the story and they're going to see all this text there. And the cool thing is it doesn't make them skip. It usually makes them stop and read. Now, you do have to give some kind of clue as to what this is about before people would need to like read the whole thing to figure it out, right? So what you're going to want to do is, if I were going to do this topic as a story, what I would do is text that says, how to get the maximum amount of views on your Instagram stories. And I'm going to put that at the very top of the story. And then I'm going to write however much text I need to beneath it. So right at the beginning, they see the headline. They see exactly what they're going to learn. That hooks them. That makes them say, yeah, I want to learn this. And then they read the whole thing. And what they do to do so is they hold down on the story post and they spend a ton of time on it. And them spending a ton of time on it is what is going to tell the Instagram algorithm, oh, wow, this person's story is really great. So let's give it more attention. And this is going to really help it out. Now, you can do this in two ways. You can either just do a totally black screen behind it or a color. And if you don't know how to do that, if you take a picture of just literally anything when you are posting to your Instagram story, and then you go to the draw tool as if you're going to use that colored pencil to just draw lines or whatever, if you hold down on the screen, it will turn the screen completely that color. So get the black tool, hold it down, it goes completely black. Same with yellow, goes completely yellow. And you can do this to like match your brand colors or whatever, or just something that you feel like is more you or just more engaging. Otherwise, even if you just do black and then white text or the inverse of that, also totally fine. So I like just doing a black screen with white text, or you could do a picture of you. And this could definitely help out too, especially if it's a cool picture. Just gives people a little bit of extra things to look at before they skip off the story. So, and then you can just put text next to it. But this will do so much better than you getting on camera and saying whatever you have to say. It will do infinitely better because there's just so many people that can't listen to you, and there's so many people that don't want to listen to you get across your entire talking point. They would rather just read it at their own pace and be able to read it really fast, and they can pretty much always consume the information quicker than how long it would take you to deliver it, especially because you don't have ums, you don't have pauses. They can just blaze through it. And then now you're more scripted because you actually like took the time to write it in the best way rather than talk it out loud and kind of reach your point to however long it takes you, right? Just like I'm doing right now. So that is the tip that I've got for you, because you can get, I mean, if you've got like 1,000 followers, you're probably seeing somewhere between 20 to 50 views on your stories sometimes, and then other times 100 to 300 views on your stories at other times, because the algorithm will put you a lot further up. You know, your circle will be a lot more up people's Instagram story feeds, like more towards the front, if they can tell it's interesting. That's more how it works. Of course, your best friends will definitely see it, but people that don't necessarily always watch your story, that is going to be more subject to whether they deem your story as engaging or not, which is all about the amount of time that is spent on it. So try this. And when you just have a single story post active at a time, that is going to really help you out too. If you have like 6 of these, this is not going to work well, because when someone exits before they've finished all of your stories, that is what hurts it. So if you try to do this text thing over 3 or 4 different slides, it's not going to work. They're going to read 1 slide, 2 slides, and they're going to skip off, and Instagram's going to be like, okay, they didn't even finish the entire thing. It must not be good. So it's much better to just cram all that text onto one thing, you know, not to the point where it's so small they can't read, but just do a headline, do the text, and you are good to go. I'm going to put out another episode this week on Thursday, so you guys can get a more full-length episode. But this is just a really solid, small tip that I wanted to get out there, because this is going to make an impact on the views that you get right away. All right, make sure you're subscribed, and I will talk to you soon.